participating on any of today's cases. The first case of the day is State versus Dallas L. Houston. Mr. Houston is apparently pro se. Is there anybody here today on behalf of Mr. Houston? Ms. Faust, then, good morning to you. You may proceed.
May it please the Court, my name is Stacey Faust, Assistant Attorney General representing the State of Nebraska, the appellee. The jury found Houston guilty of second-degree murder, and the District Court sentenced him to 50 years of life in prison. This is his post-conviction appeal after the District Court denied him post-conviction relief without an evidentiary hearing. To begin, I do not think that Houston alleged sufficient allegations of prejudice for any of his claims. His prejudice allegations are either that this court would have considered the alleged error on direct appeal, or that the alleged evidence would have been excluded as unduly prejudicial. Not once does he argue that there was a reasonable probability that but for the alleged deficient performance of his counsel, the outcome of his trial would have been different and how. Therefore, I think this motion should have been dismissed on that basis alone. But moving on to the actual claims, his first four claims deal with whether trial counsel was ineffective for failing to object to video recordings of his interviews with law enforcement that contain statements of his encounter with Wilson, Detective Sorensen's speculation that Houston is a serial killer, and Detective Sorensen's opinion that Houston committed murder rather than assisted in Mr. Johnson's suicide. Trial counsel's failure to object to 9 specific statements within the video recordings and the officer's testimony was raised on direct appeal, and this court determined that the record was insufficient to address the claims at that time. Now, it should be noted that Houston only alleges in his post-conviction motion that trial counsel was ineffective for failing to object to the video recordings. Not once in his motion does he mention the failure to object to any of the officer's testimony. And he does not allege that trial counsel was ineffective for failing to object to the additional evidence about these 3 issues that this court noted in the background section of its opinion on direct appeal.
And with respect to this cluster of claims, the post-conviction judge said, essentially, it's all admissible, so we don't need a hearing. Is that...
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
That
okay.
I would have admitted this, yes.
I beg your pardon? Yeah, that I would have, I would have admitted that. And I have difficulty squaring that with our opinion in the direct appeal.
And also with State versus Seaburger.
And State versus Seaburger.
Yes. And the state agrees based on this court's case law. And therefore, it's basically, we're saying insufficient allegations because he has to reallege with more specificity on post-conviction than he did on direct appeal.
If this court were to find the allegations are sufficient, then am I correct that the state agrees that that portion of the allegations should have a hearing?
That portion.
Yeah.
But I know on direct appeal that ineffectiveness for not objecting to officer's testimony, and he doesn't allege that again in his post-conviction motion. And to the extent that this court may be able to go there and say, then now, lack of prejudice, because testimony came in on these same issues, additional evidence came in on these same issues, and he doesn't reallege ineffectiveness in his post-conviction now on those. So it's almost right result, wrong reason on what the trial court said.
It seems to me in his motion and brief that the only things he's covered in both the motion and briefed are the encounter with Wilson, the serial killer comment, and murder not suicide.
But only in the video recordings.
Only in the video.
Yes.
Okay.
And evidence of those 3 things came in elsewhere than just in the video recordings that he's disputing in his motion.
Okay. Thank you.
But like I said, if this court disagrees with either of the state's positions and under State versus Seaburger, there should be a hearing held just on those 4 claims. As for the remaining claims, he raises them under the umbrella of ineffective assistance of appellate counsel. The state submits that because his underlying claims were without merit, so are these claims. I won't go into specificity on any of those claims unless this court wants me to. All of them should be dismissed because they either are conclusory in nature, they are refuted by the record, or he has not alleged facts that if true would show that his trial counsel is ineffective.
Do I understand your argument correctly that you are arguing that with any of the claims, he's not alleged prejudice sufficiently?
Yes, Your Honor. Because he never once says how a reasonable probability that he would have been acquitted and how it would have affected this trial. If there are no further questions, we ask you to affirm the judgment of the district court.
Thank you very much. The next case of the day is State versus Brianna N. Kleckner. Mr. Klein, good morning to you.
Good morning,
you may proceed.
Thank you, Judge. Phil Klein, Deputy County Attorney.